Welcome to another mid-season edition of the award-winning Gutter. A special was called for, we felt. John, you messaged me a couple of weeks ago, said, Rob, do you think a special's called for? I said, John, a special is always called for. It's special because it's Special Tuesday. Okay, where do we start? I think we start with our best friend Mohamed Salah, who is quietly beginning to sort of keep us up nights. Not with his indecision, but with our being in the dark, I think, about what happens next with his contract. Since we last met you on the award-winning Gutter, I don't know, we did a special about a month or so ago, I think there's been those bits and pieces happen whereby Klopp said it's in Mo's court, the contract, more or less. And then Agent Rami then did 4, 5, 7 laughing face emojis. Highly professional of him to respond in that way, I thought. Only topped by Will Smith's twatting of Chris Rock at the Oscars for chutzpah, I would say. But anyway, okay. But let's start with where we are and what we know now, Mo, with the Salah situation. How cool are you feeling about this now as a thing in Liverpool's immediate future?
It's difficult because I feel like there are different columns to this whole situation, and I'm feeling better in some and worse in others. The column in terms of the club and the player reaching agreement, I'm feeling a little bit less. The column in terms of, well, who's actually going to be able to buy him? I'm feeling better about, because genuinely, I think there's only really three teams, and one of those in particular is in very specific circumstances. Like, we're going to go and talk about Juventus. Juventus can't afford him. They can't. They are in a big hole of their own right now that they're still trying to unravel. So a lot of this stuff now is going to be a mix of bravado, wanting to project a better image of themselves than is real, or people around Salah wanting to prove that there are other teams willing to pay this money that we apparently aren't. And it's this part of the struggle that I'm feeling okay about, because if that is the case, then there are going to be more teams coming out saying, well, maybe we're interested in Mo Salah. We're interested in Mo Salah. The closer you look at it, the more you realise, well, actually, you can't be. And then the more teams you tick off, the stronger Liverpool's position becomes. Whether that precipitates a change in mind or a compromise, I don't know yet. But in terms of this particular thing we're talking about with Juventus, I'm not worried.